What I do, saith the Spirit of grace, is for the upcoming harvest. For know that once again this earth shall be shaken, and those who did not come up in the power, those who have been unused to, unacquainted with, watching and seeing my glory, know this, that I'm coming once again to visit my church. For I promised that before that time, according to my word, there would be a great harvest. But I must first come to my church. For know this, if there's change at your door, if your life has been propositioned by my Spirit to change, then I'm getting you ready for what I want to do in the earth. Oh, chekarate. For much of my church is asleep. And those who will remain to be asleep and choose to be asleep will be asleep even in the harvest. But know that all those who hear the voice of the Bridegroom saying, awaken out of your slumber and come to the power once again. For many say, this is a new thing. I say, no, this is an old thing that has been lost by my church. But I come to awaken my church, saith the Spirit of grace. I come to awaken those that are in slumber and sleep and have allowed the cares of this world to put them to rest that I did not give them. For the rest that I give is a rest whereby which you're aware, very active, and knowing. How do I say, Chiamase? For this is my call. First for you to spring forth and to awaken. I'll give you time. I'll give you a space and change will take place. But what I'm after is that you begin to turn your weaknesses into strength and then go after the families of the earth who do not know me for this great harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus.